Today on The Travel Guys.
American Airlines declares bankruptcy. We'll tell you what it means to you as a traveler coming up at 2:15.
In the travel news, we have an update on that pilot who couldn't get out of the bathroom while in flight. Horrible.
If you travel with your family, you'll want to meet our newest mileage hound. Clue? Her blog is titled Mommy Points. She joins us at 2:35.
And at 2:45, we are joined in studio by the cast of Bingo, currently on stage at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret downtown. They're going to be singing live right here in studio, and we've got a pair of tickets for you to win.
This might be the best edition of the Travel Guys ever on AM and FM for the first time today. Join us on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. Now on the roof of 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to the very first edition of the Travel Guys in December 2011. I almost said 2012, didn't I? Right here on, well, first of all, right here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK, our very first broadcast.
Our network is expanding.
On our new network, as KFBK is now on FM as well, folks.
So for those of you joining us on the FM and wondering what you're listening to, this is the travel and entertainment program. We're on every Sunday from 2 to 3, and we have all kinds of things to make you a smarter and better traveler, things of interest, things that will make you laugh, things that will make you a little bit smarter. And then every once in a while, and today is one of those occasions, we have a very special entertainment segment at the end of the program where we bring you one of the cultural arts groups in town and tell you a little bit about them and a special event that they have. Today we have folks from the Cosmopolitan Cabaret performing live here in the studio.
Marvelous. I'm Tom Romano, and you were just hearing the voice of Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. We are the guys. We are the travel guys. And one of the things we do at the beginning of every program, of course, is bring you up to date on what's been going on in the travel news. And if you've been watching TV or listening to the radio at all, there's certainly been a lot of it this week. So with that, let's kick on the news theme and bring on Mark Hoffman with the latest travel news. Mark?
Yeah, Tom, as you alluded, American Airlines declared bankruptcy this week, and we've got a special segment right after the news and the break to talk about how that might impact you as a traveler.
Yes, the insider information.
The insider information, you betcha. All right, today in the travel news, as we talked about in the headlines, Tom, did you hear about this? The pilot who locked himself into in the bathroom?
Yes, I did. And the interesting part about that story was that there was someone who went to the door, to the flight deck, and knocked on the flight deck door to try to alert the co-pilot of the situation. But unfortunately, their English was not all that great.
So
they weren't willing to. What's the rest of the story?
Now we have the rest of the story. Luckily for the passengers on the Chautauqua, boy, say that three times fast, flight from North Carolina to LaGuardia, there was a co-pilot at the controls, so the plane wasn't left unattended. It did kind of cause a little bit of a scare, though, because as you mentioned, the pilot's trying to get himself out of the lavatory, so he starts banging on the door, and when a passenger sitting nearby came to his help, he told the man to go to the cockpit and tell the co-pilot that he was stuck. Why he didn't tell the guy to notify the flight attendant, we don't know, but unfortunately, when the pilot followed the passenger followed the instructions and knocked on the locked cockpit door, he caused a terror scare. The co-pilot radioed into air traffic control.
Sure.
I laughed, but I'm sure it wasn't funny at the time.
No.
The pilot disappeared in the back, and I have someone with a thick foreign accent trying to access the cockpit.
Sure.
Even worse, the pilot allegedly gave the passenger the secret password to enter the cockpit, but the co-pilot did not buy his story. After air traffic control told the co-pilot to make an emergency landing, the pilot finally broke his way out of the bathroom, was able to reassure the ground crew that everything was fine. The plane was still met by the FBI and the police when it landed in New York.
I think anybody that has used those restrooms have discovered there is that moment when that latch doesn't quite move smoothly that you could say, You know, this I could be locked in here for a long time.
I saw a story. Clayton Whitehead, one of our road reporters, brought a story to my attention the other day that I probably will mention next week on the news about airlines taking the oxygen systems out of the restrooms. Mm-hmm. So now there's no longer an oxygen mask in the restroom. So I guess if you're in there doing your business and something happens, you've got to be able to scramble somewhere and get that extra mask before your time runs out.
You know, on a recent flight, they always give the instructions about not disabling the smoke detector in the laboratories.
Right.
And of course, you know, they always try to humor it up, and it is against the law to tamper with the smoke detectors and cameras that are in the bathrooms.
Uh huh. But not the oxygen mask because they're not in there anymore.
The cameras,
yes.
There's no cameras. There better not be cameras.
No, there aren't any cameras in the restroom, I assure you. However, I will also assure you that if you dismantle one of those, you know, you think you're going to sneak in there and have a little cigarette or something like that, first of all, you're going to smell like smoke when you come out. It's going to be all, they're going to know immediately. You know immediately when somebody comes out of the restroom on the airplane and they've been smoking. And if you do try to dismantle one of those things, it will cause an alarm to go off, and it will, and then the FBI people will meet you at the airplane, and your life will get a lot more complicated.
Oh,
all right, back to the travel news. Hotel staff in various hotels, this is one small hotel chain, is teaching their staff to read guest body language. Starting this month, the Athena Hotels, a boutique hotel in New York City, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., everyone from housekeeping to management will be tailoring his or her interaction with guests based on body language. They apparently this summer trained employees what to look for. A guest who makes eye contact while walking down the hall, for instance, may be open to conversation. Mm-hmm. A corporate trekker constantly tugging on his ear is probably stressed and may be interested in a yoga kit or perhaps a therapeutic pillow from the hotel's pillow menu. This is a little bit ridiculous. Employees were taught to mirror a guest's volume and rhythm of speech to put him at ease. They learned if guests are constantly touching their faces, it's a likely sign they're anxious after a long day of meetings or travel. They'll grab their chin or pull on their ear. Those should be cues that maybe I should be doing something to get them to their room quick or make them feel comfortable.
I do that a lot. Now
I'm going to have to be careful what I do at the hotel desk because it may be sending the wrong message. That's kind of fun. Delta Airlines, those of you who are United customers and soon Continental, who enjoy that economy plus seating in the front part of the coach part of the airplane at a small increase in price, are going to like this news. Delta Airlines is installing premium economy seats in more than 800 aircraft. They have already started. They are going to do it not only on their mainline aircraft, but on 250 of their regional jets. So flying on those little tin cans on Delta is going to be a little bit more comfortable. And if you're a frequent flyer, you'll have a chance at one of those coveted first class seats. They will be available, starting in the summer of 2012. Here's you know how I like lists? Here is,
The List.
The List.
What list do we have
world's
now,
World's Safest
Mark.
Airlines. And interestingly enough, all of the U.S., this is the 10 top airlines, and American Airlines, Continental, United, Southwest, and U.S. Airways, all the major, and Delta, are all on this list. So, you know, and really and truly, airline travel is about the safest. You are way more likely to have a problem or an accident on the way to the airport statistically than you are ever getting on an airplane.
Well, you know, the only difference is that the accident on the way to the airport is you in a fender bender if you fall out of the sky. Now, now I'm guessing that this fabulous list will be available for people to review on
TravelGuysRadio.com.
Thank you.
Howard Johnson's. We don't have any Howard Johnson's around here anymore. We used to have one over on Auburn Boulevard years ago, but it's gone. There are very few Hojo's hotels left. They were Hojo's and Holiday Inn. Basically pioneered hotel travel in this country. There are still a few of them left. They are giving away tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. If you stay two consecutive nights at a Howard Johnson's hotel, there are nearly 400 of them. So if you travel around the country and you're a Harlem Globetrotters fan, why, you might want to, if you can find a Howard Johnson's, dare I say, that's worth staying in.
And this is to a Harlem Globetrotters event at somewhere near you?
Somewhere near you, yes. Okay. And it's the special is good through the end of March. In San Francisco now, you can not only rent a zip car to get around town and leave it in a different spot, but you can rent a bicycle in one of the city's parks and leave it in another park.
That's great.
Unbelievable. Park-wide is, and we'll have this link on our website, you can pick up bikes in Justin Herman Plaza, Marina Green, Union Square, or Golden Gate Park, and you're in business. And finally, the last news on the last story in the travel news today, a JetBlue passenger went after a flight attendant at Kennedy Airport last Sunday. A 22-year-old, this guy had a couple of previous arrests. He became enraged when a flight attendant told him to put his duty-free alcohol away as the plane neared landing. So apparently the guy was snorting on his alcohol, and the flight attendant told him to put away. The guy went after the flight attendant. Luckily, though, a 39-year-old off-duty Bronx cop was sitting a few rows away, making his way back to New York from a Thanksgiving trip. So he wrestled the guy to the ground and restrained him with the plastic handcuffs that they have on board for situations just like this. So they landed in New York, and the FBI got him. The moral to the story is, you think you want to have a doctor on your flight, it's not bad to have an off-duty police officer. Anyway, one of New York's finest coming to the rescue of a flight attendant there.
And that's your travel news for today. Coming up, Mark's going to give us the inside scoop on this American Airlines bankruptcy and what it means to you as a passenger.
Let's talk a little bit about, you've got a lot of American Airlines miles. You've got some tickets coming up. I move groups of people across the country, and I have groups scheduled to fly on American Airlines. So what do I think about this? We'll talk about the American Airlines bankruptcy and how it might affect you as a traveler.
That coming up right here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530, KFBK, more with the travel guys. If you're looking for a special gift for that traveler on your list this holiday season, well, I recommend Holloway Travel Outfitters. Got John Holloway on the line. Hi, John.
Hi, everybody.
You got some great ideas for some folks, some things that they can pick up in your store?
We do. We got our luggage, our travel clothing, and our travel accessories. Almost the entire store is just about on sale here. Great luggage deals up to 65% off. Our travel clothing with brands like Columbia, Woolrich, Royal Robin, Ex Officio are all an additional 25% off. Our travel underwear for the guys is an extra 25% off. And you know, I think it surprises people, Tom, that men really do want travel underwear under the tree this year. It's great stuff. They get a couple pairs. It helps them travel a lot lighter, which is what we're all about. And this underwear, they buy one pair, they always come back and get a few more, and that's all they need to travel with is the Ex Officio travel underwear.
Holloway Travel Outfitters open 7 days a week at 1150 Fulton Avenue. And, folks, for that hard-to-buy-for person on your list that's a traveler, John's going to have something for you. And if you stop by the store here in the next, I'll tell you, probably better do it in hours because they're going to go quickly. Stop by Holloway Travel Outfitters and tell them you listen to the Travel Guys radio show. And John will give you a free sports leisure vacation tote bag. We got about 25 of them there. First come, first serve. No purchase necessary. Happy holidays, John.
Happy holidays to Travel Guys and all of Sports Leisure customers.
Thanks for joining us. We are the Travel Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. That's fun to say.
Yeah, it is kind of.
And
we're on twice as many radio stations as we were last week.
I'm going to have to figure out how to get engineer. It's true. I'm going to. Good. It wasn't really.
It's 100% increase any way you look at it.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to work with engineering to swing us left and right, so you can be in the right speaker and I can be in the left speaker on. Are you more of a left guy? 90,
I'm a left-handed guy. Yeah, yeah. I come from the left.
Okay, well, then I'll go right.
You work here at KFBK, so you'll have to be on the right.
Thanks a lot.
You're
all right. Everybody, as you know, you've been hearing all week long, or at least most of the week, about the bankruptcy with American Airlines. And, of course, there's been a lot of information in regards to how that might affect you both as a stockholder and, of course, as a traveler. Of course, Mark, right before the break, mentions that he travels and has stuff booked already for his travelers with Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, what does this mean to you yours?
You mentioned a good thing. You mentioned stockholders, and if you're a stockholder, why, basically you're just skewered because owning stock in a bankrupt company, of course, is the American Airlines stock was last trading somewhere around 24 pennies last time I saw it on the exchange. But really and truly, first of all, folks, this is not a huge issue at the current time. A little background. After 9/11, if you remember, these were United jets and American Airlines jets that flew into the Twin Towers. American Airlines, many airlines after that date had some serious issues with costs, and most of the major carriers declared bankruptcy. American Airlines did not.
Yes.
And the difference in that is that allowed all of those carriers to get out from under any onerous labor agreements or any other contractual agreements that they had that were draining their funds or causing a problem for them. American Airlines chose from an integrity standpoint, they made a big point out of the fact that we're not going to stick people with bad debts. We're going to hang in there and we're going to make this work and we're going to be a good company. And I think that they have to be commended for that. I mean, for 8 or 9 years, they have fought this wave while everybody else sold themselves off. And I'm not a huge fan of American Airlines, but I think this is a worthy part of the story that these folks for a long time did their very best to make sure that they didn't declare bankruptcy and stick a bunch of people. And what has happened is that their contractual negotiations with their unions have been bogged down now for several years. And without getting into the pros and cons of that, because frankly, I don't know the pros and cons of it, except to say that it's been a problem. And obviously for American Airlines moving forward, they want to get out from under some of this stuff and be in a position to start fresh, just like all of their competitors had the opportunity to do. So you could make the argument that American Airlines has been operating at a disadvantage to their competition for a number of years.
Agreed.
The fact that they declared bankruptcy, I'm going to suggest to you, doesn't make them bad people. In fact, it makes them, the fact that they hung on all this time makes them perhaps a little better than their other corporate airline people. And you go back to stockholders again. If you own stock in an airline, good luck to you. If you had all the money, if you lined up all the money that stacked it all up that people have made on airline stocks over the years, it would probably
stack.
Be shorter than your knee. Yeah, exactly. Be a short stack. Here's another interesting story. Let's talk first about what does this really mean to flyers.
What does this mean to me?
Not a thing. For right now, not a thing. American Airlines flights are still taking off just as scheduled. They haven't any schedule changes, haven't any policy changes. They haven't devalued your miles. If you have a miles and American's mileage program, which, by the way, American Airlines was the first airline to create a frequent flyer program. They fathered all of this. Those miles are not going to go anywhere. At some point, American might end up merging with another airline or something. I assure you, there's no instance in recent time when a major carrier has merged with another major carrier that they will let those good customers lose their mileage because they want those customers to be loyal to them. That's an important part of their passenger base. So you don't need to use up all of your American miles in panic or anything like that. You can use them as you normally would, fly on American as you normally would. Now what you might see is you might see, because people will be concerned, you might see American Airlines offering some special deals or bargains or double elite miles or things to make sure that their best customers don't wander away because of this news. And if that happens, you then may see other airlines matching those deals. So if you're a United Airlines traveler, you keep listening to this program, and in the weeks ahead, we will tell you what American is doing to keep you on board and what other people are doing. And that's where, so this might not all end up being a negative for travelers in a funny way. It may end up being a positive because American may do some things to keep you flying their airline, and other airlines may be forced to match those policies in order to make sure that it all happens.
Very good. Okay.
So, and then finally, talking about this, here was an interesting story that I saw on thestreet.com, and I tried to get a hold of this Lee Munson who wrote this article, and haven't been able to reach him yet. So if I do reach him at some point along the lines and it's still pertinent, maybe we can talk to him. But he talks about in this article, the title is "We as Americans Actually Bankrupted AMR," and I agree with the point that he makes in this article. And the reason for that, he's basically saying that airfares are an incredible deal. They are one of the best bargains for consumers available. Example, in 1981, Sports Leisure Vacations took its first group to Washington, D.C. Round trip fare, $438. I remember this very distinctly. Last spring, we took a group to Washington, D.C. Round trip fare, $449.
That's
$11
crazy.
More 30 years later. So how could that possibly, adjusted for inflation, I have no idea what it would be.
How can they do that?
Well, because they've created efficiencies, they've created savings, they've knocked all these jobs out and replaced all these people that I piss and moan about all the time, about that who can't help you at the airport. But the reality is that the bottom line to that is that you've saved money. Your airline ticket is cheaper. It's a lot cheaper. Would I pay more for better service? I would. Are there very many people like me? Not many. I mean, that's just a fact. United has these seats in the front of the aircraft that are $19, $29, $39, $49 more. They're the last seats to fill because people won't pay for them. So it's interesting that Delta is going to go ahead and do that now because obviously people who fly at least with some frequency really value that, the few extra inches of legroom. Anyways, with American, this guy's pointing out that we are so intent on low airfares that we are making this all happen. We are keeping the airlines from making any money. We complain about the baggage fees, but the reality is that that was the way the airlines figured out to tack something on that wasn't the airfare that will make you money. Now, interestingly enough, a congresswoman or senator from Louisiana, I think a senator, introduced a bill last week that would force airlines to include one checked bag in their airfares, every airline to include one checked bag, which probably wouldn't be a horrible idea. It would standardize everything for people. But you got to know that those change fees, those baggage fees, that's the airline's profit. The ticket is milk and bread. They're not making any money off of that to speak of. The airline, the planes are flying incredibly full, and the airlines are still not making any money. 20 years ago, we said if the airlines could just fly the plane 75% full, they would make a killing. Now they're flying 80, 85% full, and they're barely making a profit. So I hate to be a defender of airlines. That's a terrible position to be in. But the reality is, folks, airfares are still a good deal, and American Airlines is a safe airline to fly. And the fact that they're having financial problems may, in a small way, benefit you somewhere down the road. Stay tuned.
There you go. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations and the insider look at what's going on with American Airlines. Great information, and you heard it here, folks, on the Travel and Entertainment Guys. All right.
Coming up after the bottom of the hour, we have our latest blogger from the internet, and she is, you are just going to love this lady. Her blog is Mommy Points. If you have a family and you travel, or even if you don't, I promise you, you are going to be thoroughly entertained by this lady.
Coming up right here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK, more with the Travel Guys straight ahead.
Going places with that sports leisure flair, a world of adventure, and we take you there.
And this is your Sports Leisure Vacations update for Sunday, the 4th of December. Sports Leisure Vacations has a variety of wonderful day entertainment trips in the off-season. If you're getting cabin fever, now is the time to join us to go see Lily Tomlin, Jack Jones, Lorna Luft, Marvin Hamlisch. We have a great lineup of day trips in the off-season, regional trips all around the Sacramento area. Call us at 361-TOUR or go to sportsleisure.com for details. Today's Lucky Travel Club winners are Marianne Pearson and William Lewis. You are the two Lucky Travel Club winners for today. Marianne Pearson and William Lewis, you have till the close of business Tuesday to call the Sports Leisure Vacations office and claim $100 in travel cash just for being a listener to the Travel Guys. And that is your Sports Leisure. Oh, and I should mention, we still have a few tickets for the figure skating championships at the end of January and for the Olympic gymnastic trials at the end of June, both in San Jose at the Shark Tank down there. Check out sportsleisure.com or give us a call, and that's your Sports Leisure Travel update for today.
Welcome to the Travel and Entertainment Guys. I'm Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations, and we've got a special guest on the line. Summer is with a website called Mommy Points, and can you even guess what that might be?
It is Tom, this is, we have Ben Schlappig on, who is our expert mileage guy and talks on a level that sometimes leaves a few of us in the dust. Summer writes her own blog. I found it online, and I found it to be absolutely fascinating because it is written from a mommy's point of view. Summer is trying to do the same thing that our friend Ben and some of the other folks who play the mileage and the points game are trying to do, but she is doing it from just a slightly different angle, and I'm going to let her tell you about it. Summer Hall joins us on the line. Hi, Summer.
Hey there. How are y'all?
we're very good. That y'all comes from, we talked a little bit before we went on the air, that all comes from Texas.
Yes, very much a Texas girl.
Yeah. So tell us about mommypoints.com.
So Mommy Points is basically like you were saying. I love airline miles, hotel points, things like that, but I certainly don't have the time, being a mom, that Ben has to fly around the world collecting miles and points. So when I had my daughter about 2 years ago, we quickly realized that we needed to earn miles and points so we could afford to travel to see grandparents and Mickey Mouse and the Grand Canyon and things like that.
Yay.
Without having to spend lots of money. So Mommy Point shows you how to do it without having to spend days of your life flying around the world just for miles. It basically shows you how to make more points and miles off of the purchases and the everyday stuff you do anyways.
We should right up front, Tom, remind our folks who are driving around Christmas shopping and stuff like that, that if you don't worry about writing this down or anything, just go to you can go to travelguysradio.com when you get home or whenever during the week or whatever. You'll be able to find the links to anything on the show today. So you'll be able to get a link to Summer's website very easily just by going to our website. Now, Summer, how long has Mommy Points been around?
The website's been around about 6 months.
So this is a relatively new.
It is, yeah. I've been doing it for years, but I basically ran out of people to convert in the real world to the miles and points game. So my husband bought a domain for me and said, you have to start sharing this with the rest of the world because you've run out of real people.
Well, with that being said, Summer, share with our listeners today to make them smarter travelers in just a couple of minutes, just a couple of tips.
Okay. The number one tip would be to make sure that you have a good credit card that earns miles or points. There's tons of them out there on the market. Some are better than others. I talk a lot about them on my website. But that's the number one thing, is to get a credit card that's going to start earning you miles for the purchases you're making every day anyways. And then once you do that, you'll start learning how to maximize those with a lot of different bonus categories. For example, I bought shoes for our family last week, and shoes.com was having a promo where you earn 20 ultimate reward points, those are through Chase, points per dollar. So $100 in shoes got us like 2,000 points.
What can you do with 2,000 points?
2,000 points is a good start toward a domestic round trip ticket, which is 25,000 points.
Okay.
And of course, you know, you can get tickets for Europe, Africa, Asia, around the world. But the basic one that you start at is 25,000 miles and gets you a domestic round trip ticket on most airlines in the U.S.
Now, do you have Summer? One of when Ben and some of the other folks are on, you know, we all talk about this tiered award system and how those 25,000 mile awards are so tough to come by. Do you have any secrets that you use for obtaining those low level awards?
I had really good luck, and some of it is what airline you're focusing on. Some of them are easier than others to get those low-level awards. I found Continental to be one of the easier, and American, to be two of the easiest airlines to get those low-level awards on. I start looking very early. Most airlines open their award schedules out about 330 days, roughly 11 months ahead of time. So I'll check then if I know my plans that far in advance, and then they'll release more seats throughout the year. Sometimes they don't release any more and you're out of luck. Sometimes they never release any, but I start looking really early and then I'm very consistent, and I have some other websites that help track that for me as well.
That you can sign up that will alert you when something might be available.
Yeah, like Expert Flyer is an example of a website that you can register with, and they will keep tabs on different flights that you'd like to book award seats on.
For our listeners, give us an idea of a recent travel of a vacation or an adventure that you financed mostly with points?
Well, the last one I took was just to visit grandparents up in Kansas. We were able to book tickets for my daughter, my husband, and myself to fly up there for a weekend, meet them there. We used points. We stayed at a hotel. We went to go see a Kansas City Chiefs game. And we were able to just go for 2 days without stressing about how much we had spent to get there, because we didn't really spend very much at all. We spent miles and points. And so my daughter's almost two, and so to be able to keep her connected to grandparents that way, that's our focus right now, more than the exotic, faraway locations.
Summer, tell us, we've talked about the positives, tell us or share with us a pitfall, something to watch out for, to avoid in the process of trying to collect points by way of cards and so forth.
Oh, sure. They're definitely, and this game isn't for everyone. If you have trouble with your credit, or you're looking to get a mortgage or another large loan in the near future, I would certainly hold off on this. There also, whenever you have an inquiry on your credit report, which is what will happen when you apply for a new card, your score will drop a few points. That drop is temporary. It won't last forever, but it will drop in the short run. And the more you're doing, the more that will occur. I personally applied for about 6 to 8 cards in 2011. My score is probably about 20 or 30 points lower than it was a year ago, but it's still in the excellent range, and I'm not looking to get a large loan in the near future. So for me, it didn't hurt, but depending on your circumstance, you know, this isn't for everybody.
And you point out exactly what our 10 million-mile flyer from United Airlines pointed out, and he said the same thing, mm-hmm. is that and Rick, the frugal flyer who was on with us a few weeks ago, says, you know, if you're going to do this credit card game, you got to keep an eye on your credit score, and yes, it's going to hurt it a little bit, so you've got to have it up there in a level where it can be padded. But there, I'm looking at your website here, and again, I remind folks, go to travelguysradio.com, and we'll have a link to Summer's website there if you're interested. She says, I'm a full-time working, married, 30-ish-year-old mom of a rock star, adorable, beautiful, fantastic, mischievous, humorous, smarter than my own good toddler. She's plotting to take over the world, I'm sure of it. And I thought that was an interesting discussion, and then you addressed the points thing and said, yes, my name is Mommy Points, and I am a pointaholic. So it sounds like that this is more of a grassroots type thing. If folks can go to your website, they can certainly get in touch with you and ask questions and subscribe to your blog. And if they're a family traveler, I'm going to suggest that this is probably a place that they can pick up some good tips.
Absolutely. And I'm always open. My email address is on my website, and I answer lots of emails every day for people just getting started. So if the website looks a little intimidating at first, just shoot me an email, and I'll give you some good pointers on how to start.
Summer, we're going to check back in with you in 3 or 4 months and see where your adventures, see where your points are taking you.
Sounds good. Thank you all.
Thanks, Summer, for helping out our listeners to become smarter travelers. You have a fabulous Christmas, okay?
You too. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Summer Hall at Mommy Points, and go to travelguysradio.com, and we've got a link to her website right there. What a fascinating, don't you think that's interesting, Tom?
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. And here again, I think one of the things people need to continue to remember is that this is right for some people, but not for everyone. Certainly keep an eye on your credit scores, because she did point out the number one thing is being able to grow mileage points or stays by way of acquiring credit cards that have benefits. But watch out, 5 or 6 points every time you have your credit score checked.
Well, and if you're not, if there's two levels you can take this on, and I think that you can take it to a basic level,
right,
which gets you maybe a hotel and an airline credit card or something like that, or an Amex card that gets you points. You got to be careful with American Express because they don't have as many airline connections, converters as they used to have. But that you can do it on a very simple level, and to not have a credit card that is earning you some kind of points somewhere, if you're not, or at least a cash rebate, is frankly not very intelligent. And at this point, if you like to travel, or you like to stay in nice hotels, you like to eat in nice restaurants from time to time, or like Heather, like Summer, you just like to take your family to go see the grandkids and not have to pay a fortune, then this is a way that you can make those things happen. And, you know, while the airline thing, the 25,000 point tickets, those are tough to find, but it can be done. It's not impossible. Southwest, with their new system, Tom, where it's all points,
mm-hmm.
basically, if the seat's there, you can get it. So it Southwest is no last-minute seats cost full fare and stuff like that. It's not quite as nice as it used to be for last-minute deals. But if you're planning a few months out, if that ticket's there and you've got the points on Southwest, you get it for whatever the fare,
right,
whatever they're selling it for. So if they hit a fare sale and the fare goes down, then you can go in and buy that for fewer points than you could have bought before. So a Southwest Airlines credit card might be a place to start, or a credit card for an affiliated hotel chain that has a number of choices, like Hilton that has 6 or 7 different brands, Marriott that has a wide variety of brands, Starwood, somebody that has a variety so that if you are a budget traveler,
mm-hmm.
you are earning points all along the way. Anyways, that's our update. Summer Hall from Mommy Points joining us on The Travel Guys.
Okay, stick with us in a couple of minutes. We're joined in studio by the cast of Bingo from the Cosmopolitan Cabaret. We'll have some live entertainment on the radio for you. This is The Travel Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. A fine piece of music in the background as we jump into a little entertainment segment here on the program. What are we listening to, Mark?
Well, you mentioned we're the travel and entertainment guys, so today we have a little segment here from the Cosmopolitan Cabaret. You're listening to a little music here from the show Bingo, and we have a couple of special guests in studio. They're going to do a little performance for us. This is almost like big-time theater right here in the radio program.
Very exciting. I have my super audio engineering hat on, and we hope things go well. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom.
We have Edie Allison.
Hello.
And Lisa Raggio?
Yes, it is.
God,
hello.
I got that right.
You
That's
did.
About
Excellent.
The first name I've gotten right in months. Welcome.
Congratulations.
Welcome, ladies, to our program. It's nice of you to come by today.
Thanks for having us.
You are performing down at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret.
We are.
And packing them in nightly with the show Bingo.
And a fun time it is.
And what is I know what I've played Bingo. But what is this? What is this play about?
Well, it's about friendship mostly, friendship and feuding and bingo. It's about these women who have been friends for 15 years, and of course, bingo is a very aggressive and tactile kind
of. Yeah, Tom, if you've never been to one of these bingo games around town, why you have no idea?
It's dangerous.
Yes,
exactly,
dangerous.
It's dangerous, and they have a falling out, and the show basically gets them back together.
Yes, through bingo, they get back together again. The audience plays bingo. We play bingo, and people have a great time.
It sounds like just kind of a casual evening. Of course, I've been to many shows at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret already. My own staff is about to join you on the 22nd of December for our company Christmas party.
Oh, have a great time.
So we are going to be coming and playing bingo with you in person. But it sounds like a lot of fun. So how did you ladies land into this show in Sacramento? Have you done this show before? Or?
I have not done the show. You haven't done the show before, have you?
No. We're
first-time bingoers.
You're first-time bingoers?
I can make up a new word.
I have worked at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret before, and I love to work there. They're wonderful, wonderful people. I worked for Glenn Casale before, and Glenn Casale, of course, has directed at the Music Circus for 21 years, and he did Producers and Camelot this summer. I was in Suds, if you saw it.
The Cosmopolitan Cabaret
is great, Dee Dee.
Thank you.
I'm going to call her Dee Dee.
That's all right. The Cosmopolitan Cabaret, for those who are listening who have not been there, is really a wonderful new venue downtown. It's been open for a couple of months. It's a casual venue. You can go and just see the show, or you can go and have dinner or lunch for the matinees and see the show. So there's an eating opportunity. You can make it one-stop shopping, so to speak.
You can have drinks during the show, my friend.
Oh, yes. No.
And people love that.
Imbibing of alcoholic beverages during the show.
Entertaining them. Mm-hmm,
while playing bingo.
Yes, or some cheese plates or,
almost sacrilegious.
Goody stuff.
So here we have this show, and you ladies are bringing bingo to Sacramento. How about if you bring a little bingo to us?
We will.
Okay,
we can
first,
do that.
Before we do that, real quickly now, tell me about each of your characters, okay?
Okay.
Edie?
All right, my character is named Patsy, and Patsy is kind of a superstitious gal, and so she has all the paraphernalia that you equate with the bingo
games. Oh, yeah, with bingo, yes.
So I have trolls, and I have fuzzy dice, and I have cheeky dolls, and I've got it all, baby. It all comes out of my bingo bag.
And I'm Vern, and I'm the tough one in the group who's had the falling out with Bernice. And frankly, Patsy's trolls and her rabbit's feet, all of that drive me crazy.
Now, Vern, come on.
I know, because she never wins a game, despite the fact that she has all of the gods and the spirits
working for her.
Side.
It never seems to come together.
Right.
Okay,
it doesn't happen.
Now set the scene with the piece that we're going to sing with right now.
Okay, the song we'll hear right now is at the very top of our show. It opens our show, and it sets the audience to knowing that we're going out to play bingo in what is probably the worst storm that Hammerin County has ever had, but we're going to play bingo anyway because we're dedicated bingo players and nothing will stop us.
All right, ladies, here is a piece from Bingo.
What's a little rain on a night with the girls? How can you complain on a night with the girls? When you are blessed with a friendship like ours, you can survive a few scattered showers. So when the roads are slick on a night with the girls, you go through thin and thick for a night with the girls. When we stick together, that's what it's about. Night out.
Vern, Mrs.
Mrs. McGill's home just flew by.
Well, Mrs. McGill should have splurged for a heavier trailer. What's a little breeze on a night with the girls? A couple fallen trees on a night with the girls. Haven't we always been here for each other? Grab your umbrellas and strap on your rubbers. What's a little hail on a night with the girls? Let the power fail on a night with the girls. Nothing can stop us. There isn't a doubt on girls' night out.
It's cats, it's dogs, it's torrential. My horoscope said, don't tempt the fates. To wind up dead, there's potential.
But there's an early bird. I don't want to be late. So with the twister spin on a night with the girls. Remember, you can win on a night with the girls. The roads are still open, it isn't that far.
The mayor is requesting no one leave their home unless it is an absolute dire emergency.
See? The mayor says it's okay.
Fern?
Come on! It's the 77th anniversary of bingo! And I want to play with my two best friends by my side! What's a little rain on a night with the girls?
So we'll hydroplane on a night with the girls. Their safety in numbers will stay dry and warm. Huddled together, we can weather the storm. We'll go through typhoons for a night with the girls. So we'll look like prunes on a night with the girls. We're sticking together, that's what it's about. On girls' night out. Let the lightning strike. Let the rivers rise. We don't care if the gale winds blow.
Cause tonight there's cloudy skies with a 100% chance of bingo.
Yeah. That fabulous, yeah. Tickets available and some specials going on at the Cosmopolitan
ladies,
Cabaret.
Ladies, tell us how our Travel Guys listeners can go to see bingo.
Yes, yeah. And you need to know about, we have a wonderful special, $2 off the ticket offer. We're partnering up with the Sacramento Food Bank, and we're participating in their 2011 Spirit of Giving Food Drive. So for each item that you come in, non-perishables that you donate, there'll be $2 off your ticket, one discount applied per ticket. Drop-off areas, they'll find them at each box office, both at 1419 H Street and also at 1000 K Street.
So if you bring something for a food item,
right,
a non-perishable food item, you get $2 off the ticket price.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a cool thing for Christmas.
It's very cool. Spirit of Giving.
Well, and we already have our tickets, but you can be assured when we arrive, I will go back to the office and relay that, and we will all come with goodies in hand on the 22nd.
That's great.
And we hope that you win.
Oh.
And we want to know what you win, and we hope that you'll stop by and say hello to us.
Oh, absolutely.
Please do.
And
please
we have to tell people, Tom, that we have two tickets to give away for bingo for next Sunday, and we're going to be going off the air here in just a moment. But if you are the fourth caller at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530, the fourth call will win two tickets. Now, this is critical. You have to be able to go next Sunday to the matinee at 2 o'clock. So if you would like to go see bingo at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret next Sunday at 2 o'clock, we have two tickets for you. Fourth caller, 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530.
Gals, thanks so much for coming by. Okay?
Yeah,
and we'll see you at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret, and you have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. You,
thank you,
too. Thanks for having us.
Thank
it's
you.
It's been an absolute thrill to have you ladies
thank
in
you
here.
So
it's not rare that we have the opportunity to create live entertainment here on the Travel Guys, thanks to the magic of radio and Tom's expertise and your talent, why we're able
you.
To do it. Carla, thank you for
thank
bringing
you so
the
much.
Ladies here and making this happen, and I hope this will be a regular occurrence. And I strongly suggest to folks that if you have a lonely holiday evening and that you need to fill, if the show is anything like this, these ladies' enthusiasm, you're going to have a wonderful time.
Win
and
money, win prizes.
I'll be back with a review on Christmas.
Okay, great. Happy holidays to you all.
Wow, that was different.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, having live entertainment right in the studio here. We talk about being the travel and entertainment guys, but it's never been quite that live before.
Well, it's just about a wrap here for another fabulous show, this time for the first time, doing the Travel Guys on 92.5 and KFBK AM at the same time.
Yeah,
And for those that may be listening for the first time on the FM, thank you so much for joining us here. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 3.
And you can find us on 1530 AM or 92.5 FM. We should tell folks real quickly here, the Cosmopolitan Cabaret ladies who are just here in the studio with us, if you want more information on tickets, go to travelguysradio.com. Just like every program, we post all of the things that we talk about there and some other fun things that we don't talk about and don't have time for. So if you want some more information, they sounded like really fun ladies, and I think you'd have a great time at the show. And so ends another week of the Travel Guys. Remember, an hour a week is all we ask. We'll see you here next Sunday. Thomas?